Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While you were in labor having your child, what did your significant other do? Was it something good? Was it way wrong? 833-287-1037. I love playing this piece of audio that we did years ago, and we share it every year on Mother's Day, of when we had a doctor come in and put some equipment on John's tummy to simulate what it felt like being in labor.
Oh yeah, that was a fun day.
Mm-hmm. John, put both your legs up.
This is gonna be the
bend both your knees.
Tell me when.
All right, this
safe
is the
word, you guys.
Ha, ha, ha. Breathe, 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 breathe.
Oh. You son of a.
Okay, okay, epidural,
epidural,
epidural, epidural.
Oh. Even listening back to it now makes me uncomfortable,
sure.
And I get a little bit irritated at just how happy you both look well, listening back to me.
Of course, it makes us feel happy because you can feel something, sort of, like what we went through. Producer Jessica had brought this up to me because just 10 days ago, Brittany Mahomes, quarterback from the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes' wife, gave birth to their third child. And during labor, Patrick was watching football.
It really, it bothered me because I was like, shouldn't you be concentrating on something else? Like, oh, I don't know, the woman in pain on that bed.
Okay, now wait. But, I'm sure yeah. He was getting her ice chips. I'm sure he was rubbing her belly or her feet or anything that she wanted rubbed. I'm sure he was at her beck and call. But at the same time, there's downtime.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, and that's what I started thinking too. I'm like, well, what is the guy supposed to do? I know my husband just slept. Which was super fun.
Wait a second. Your husband slept while you were... Man, do I have respect or am I wondering what? How did you even marry this guy?
Okay, so my question to you, John, during that little time period where we were making you feel like you were in labor, if we were just like having a party and totally ignoring you...
You were having a party. You were cheering him on.
No,
I'm a bad example.
I was
example.
Coaching you, don't you remember? It's a weird spot for the dad to be in. However, this was the third child, so Patrick's been through it before, so I understand. And he said, Brittany gave me permission to watch some football. And maybe she wanted him to.
And
sometimes you want somebody away from you.
Right.
Pat's team was on a bye. He was also, doing his job, making sure he was also scouting the team he was about to play.
Right.
What was your go-to as a father, or moms, if you want to share what your husband did? What happened during that procedure for you? Did you feel lost? Was there something that made things better? Was there something you did that made things worse? I remember when I was having my daughter Morgan, my husband Kurt was pat me on the back, pat, and I finally looked at him, I said, stop doing that, because it just felt like little, oh, that's cute.
Stop
that's
comforting cute. Me, you monster.
Yeah. It was just, it was hitting me wrong.
You did this to me.
I never said that.
833-287-1037. Dudes, what did you do when your wife was in labor? Besides anything she wanted, which should probably be the answer.
Yes.
And ladies, let us know what your guy did while you were in labor. I'm sure it's two very different points of view.
It's all going to be all over the place, but we want to hear your stories.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. I vividly remember my wife going into labor with our first child, Abby. I had to do whatever she wanted. Ice chips were a must, and she made me listen to her favorite artist at the time, Enya.
Oh. Very pretty, but you know.
Okay. Did I mention that my wife was in labor? Oh, this is very, very triggering. My wife was in labor for over 24 hours, and then we had a C-section. 24 hours,
man.
Of that.
Oh, boy.
833-287-1037. Did you watch football like Pat Mahomes did during his wife's pregnancy last week? What did you do when your wife was in labor? Ladies, what did your husbands do while you were doing all the work? Good morning, Bianca and Santee.
He slept, and I had my father-in-law and my grandfather-in-law next to me in bed watching the contraction machine and telling me when they were coming.
What did husbands say when you said, hey, I'm kind of in labor here, why are you sleeping?
Well, he was tired, so he didn't really care. I woke him up right before they decided I needed a C-section.
Oh, wow.
Very.
But you were surrounded by men, which is kind of cool. No?
Yeah.
No?
Wow. Not those ones.
Gotcha. Justin in Sabre Springs, what were you doing during labor?
Actually, for both my kids, I was on deployment.
Oh, that sucks.
Thank you for your service, pal.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, luckily we had a really good friend that is a nurse that was able to go and help my wife.
Oh, that's so nice. But I bet you wish you could have been there.
Yeah, the first one, I didn't get to see my daughter until after deployment was over with. The second one, she went into the NICU for like a week, and they flew me home so that way I can make sure everything was good.
Oh, that's
thanks, Justin.
Right.
Thanks, take care,
Justin.
Pal. Jasmine in Alpine, what did your husband do while you were in labor, doing all the work?
Well, when I was in labor, he was very supportive. He was at my beck and call. He would get me drinks and ice chips and all that. The funny thing is that I had really long labors. I have 3 kids and I'm pregnant with our 4th.
Oh, congratulations.
So we were in labor for a very long time. What we did do was watch a lot of movies. We actually ended up giving birth to the same movie for each of our kids.
Okay, what movie?
We ended up giving birth to Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Oh,
and I always went into labor.
I love
at the same part when they were running to fight in the snow. In the very beginning.
You went into labor each time in the same scene of the same movie?
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's are your kids named after Avengers?
No, they're not. They're not. But, yeah, that was just kind of a weird coincidence.
That's great.
Thank you, Captain America.
Hulk, Hawkeye, Black Widow. Time for dinner.
Thanks, Jasmine.
What you a bet. Great story.
All right, Mandy in Lakeside, what was going on when you were in labor? What did he do?
He was eating and sleeping.
Oh, guys, we have to do better. Everybody who slept during their wife's labor, I'm chasing you down. I'm making you listen to this. What I had to listen to during my first daughter, Abby's, delivery.
Oh, that's their punishment, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention, my then wife also asked me to remove her mother from the birthing room.
That must have been
fun. Went super well. I'd rather listen to Enya on a loop. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.